And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Bob Hoos from Costa is in the house. We're going to be talking fishing, having a great time. It's Corey and myself in the studio. Pete is out doing a little field research, and we're going to be having a great time talking fishing, talking fun, and talking some Costa sunglasses. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fish Dope, use the code HOOKUP now and save $30. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership, and save $30 through December. Or new members, just use the code HOOKUP now and save. Check it out, fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and the man is in the house, like you said.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here, Corey. It's been a lot of fun, and yeah, today's going to be a fun one having Bob Hoos in morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Fired up to be here. And
cold morning.
What happened? Yeah.
It's quiet and cold out there, but we're all toasty and warm in here.
Yeah, exactly. And a beautiful time of the year. I mean, we have a beautiful stretch of weather coming.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. You can tell things are changing. We always call this the world headquarters, Let's Talk Hookup, but it does. It overlooks, the fleet, and pretty much every day when we're in Pete's office, you look over the top and you see all the boats and everybody lined up going fishing, and this was one of the first mornings when I walked up and there's a lot of boats in, there's a lot of maintenance starting to happen, there's a lot of maybe we'll sneak one or two more in there, but it's December, we had a hell of a good run, man.
Yeah, I know it, right?
This is spotted bay bass, swordfish, never give up time of year.
I love it. No, that's what I'm talking about. And those two things have both been good.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. It is actually my favorite time of the year because the business gets quiet. There's Corey and I have been rambling on about the good spotted bay bass fishing. Newport is on fire right now. Got swordfish right out in front here, and it's weather looks nice today. We should be out there after the show.
I agree.
This has been a particularly good swordfish year. In terms of numbers fishing, the guys who do a lot of it, the bite sport fishing and all the guys that catch a bunch, and then all of our customers, I would say probably the best one since that year that really put it on the map, the 4 or 5 years ago when we first started really hammering those things. And this has been a really good year with a lot of good opportunity and still happening. Like there's still some really good fishing. And like you said, the best part is it's right out front.
Yeah. The deep drop fishery is just a game changer. I mean, before it was like 2019 when we kind of cracked the code, figured out how to catch them. But before that, I mean, you talk to guys, one of my good friends that's in town, Dave Denholm, ran the Espadon, just charging hard. He's a mentor to me, and he had 30 years in looking for basking swordfish, mm-hmm. and just obsessed with them. 9 fish in 30 years.
Wow. Isn't that great? Which is a lot.
But
that's baiting them on the surface.
That's basking swordfish. Yes. And
a lifetime of pursuing it as hardcore as one could.
Yeah, it just obsessed. And, you know, we were talking about it just the other day, and there was some numbers out, and this guy had notes about how many swordfish he found. It was like 200. He got 50 bites out of that, all on the surface, uh-huh. hooked out of those 50 bites, hooked 15 and caught like 8 or 10. So,
right.
I mean, the odds are against you. And then fast forward 2019, crack the code, and you can
go put a bait down and catch one.
Yeah, you can get a bite.
Which is crazy because you know that for everyone you see on the surface, like right now, how many do you see on the surface? Not too many.
None. You know,
but yet they're hooking them every day.
Totally.
Another game changer for me is the DirecTV AT&T where you can put the NFL games on your laptop. And I mean, how great is that? You're out there. You know, you're going to get the holy grail of the game fish California. You got the game on. You got 2 baits out. You got a cigar and a cocktail. Life is good.
I can't tell you how many times we revel in the success of our customers and buds, and they always say the same thing, like, man, it was the middle of the afternoon. We broke out the barbecue, and we had the barbecue on the other side of the boat. We were grilling burgers. The next thing you know, one of us looked up, and, hey, the buoy fell over. Like, I think we got one.
Yeah.
And then it's a scramble to, well, do we put the barbecue away or do we just work around it? And like, you're talking about the world's greatest game fish, and it's like, oh, hey, I think we're slack. I think we got one.
One thing people forget is when you're out there fishing for swordfish, deep dropping, you always got to have a popper or a jig rod.
Yeah, that's true.
Just last week, my buddy Wes Brand and they were on the Swagger. They ran from Newport down to the 9, and they had breaking bluefin around their buoy. And
wow.
They have a single jig rod
right.
on the boat.
Isn't that crazy?
How cool is that, you know? Oh, we're fishing for, oh, there's a bluefin. Boom.
Oh,
you're on.
I mean, one of our guys, not a week ago, yesterday, they were on a half-day local rock cod trip, one of the little 4-pack Parker trips, and same deal. He said they had spots of bluefin up. They didn't hook one, but without question, up, jumping around. This is on the 9-mile bank.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Right there.
Yeah.
December.
Yeah, December bluefin. Didn't make a catch. Didn't put one on the boat, but no question, no doubt as to what it is.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, really, really cool.
And it's the kind of thing that's really difficult for a guy like myself, right, to jump out there and go look for it because it could be 25 miles away from you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not the easiest.
Yeah, both San Diego, Mission Bay, Dana, of course, Newport. I mean, we have Newport Canyon, and my first one, 3.8 miles from the harbor.
So
I mean,
rad.
That, where in the world can you catch
so
swordfish
yeah.
less
That's
than 4
crazy.
Miles from your
so
house?
Rad.
Yeah. And another thing I've been doing is, after we get our gear out, I always go up to the bow, pin on a live mackerel and with a 20-ounce weight, and I got my line counter, and I put a bait at 300 feet
Ooh,
trying for an
opa. I know it. Yeah, totally.
One of these days I'm going to get
it's
one.
It's going to go off. Totally. That's a good
but
call.
Why not? You know, just go up to the bow, 300
feet. Not hurting anything.
Feet,
sure.
Yeah, 200, 300 feet, and since doing that, I've had one bite, and I thought for sure this was it. We've got our opa, and we were out. I had a bunch of kids on the boat, and gave the rod to the kids, and they're battling this thing. I'm like, okay, opa, you know.
Yeah, sure. Wait.
And at deep color, I'm like, wow, it doesn't look very orange. And comes up 30-pound yellowtail.
Come on.
6 miles off Laguna in 300 feet.
No way.
Yeah, yeah,
what?
We caught a yellowtail. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Feet. Yeah, I was like, I was disappointed.
Yeah, totally. The most bummed you've ever been to catch a local 30-pound yellow.
Wait, but one of these days, I mean, you know, the buoy gear guys get them, you know, they're out there. You just got to get lucky.
Yeah, no doubt. The fun thing about that swordfish is, you know, now we've been doing it for enough years that the gear and technique is by no means figured out, but it's really starting to get refined. And
yeah.
and you can, you know, you can really get it dialed in, and you can walk into a place that specializes, and you can get yourself really dialed in well. But the other thing is I know that some people get fearful of it, and you can get yourself with enough dollar, you can get yourself really dialed in, really slick with fancy electric reels and perfect rods and all this kind of stuff. And don't get me wrong, you can wrap some very serious money into high-end dialed in swordfish gear, but the other cool thing about it is you can absolutely do it with just the bluefin heavy tackle that you already have. 100% will still work just fine for swordfish. Maybe do a change of line and do your Spectre a little bit different, and the gear that you already have will for sure get you into the
100%.
Game and catch the fever, catch a fish or two, and then start whittling away and adding the more expensive elements to it as it comes along. Like the heavy tackle that's in most people's arsenal right now will work just fine.
That's crazy. And then so what would you change on the Spectre in? Lighter or?
Yeah, like very common big fish, you know, bluefin kite tackles, 130-pound, even 200-pound Spectra. And ideally for that swordfish deep drop is just a lighter size. And it's just so that it sinks better with less drag.
And line capacity.
80-pound, 100-pound, things like. You know, capacity's not even that big of an issue because we're not fishing extremely. I mean, it's deep for sure. It's deep, but you're rarely
thousand.
Yeah, you're rarely fishing more than 1,000 feet. I mean, that's not that much.
And if I can guess right, because you can make it down 1,000 feet, they're not going to pull drag from that 1,000 feet, right? I mean, am I on target?
I that's how I feel. And again, I'm the last person ever going to profess to be a swordfish expert, but you're right. I mean, that commonly the same thing happens when you get a bite that deep. They all do the same thing. They swim up to the surface, and as soon as you get the bite, the first fish 15 minutes is all you just catching up to them, putting all that line back on your reel.
Crazy.
I mean, that's why the electric reel is so popular. It's just for getting all that line back on the reel, you know, until the fight either does or doesn't happen when he gets close to the boat.
That's
and
cool.
sometimes it's just the pressure difference and the weight of you know that heavy weight that, you know, you're fishing 6 or 8 or 10 pounds of sinker. Sometimes those fish come up incredibly lethargic. And, you know, and the fight is kind of nil. You know, they come to the boat, and they kind of shake their head around a little bit, and sometimes you put a gaff in them, and that's kind of it. And other times you're off to the races, and, you know, it's a multi-hour battle, and it really seems to vary quite a bit. And I sure couldn't put my finger as to why one is tough and the next one you catch isn't, but you see both sides of it in that fishery. It's really cool.
Yeah, have you caught quite a few, Bob?
Rick nailed it, and he was spot on the deep drop bite. They're down at 1,000 feet, so when they know something's wrong, they're not going to make a big run down the pressure and the darkness. So they're going to come up. And the first 10 minutes is uneventful. It's just heavy, you know, tail beats, heavy pressure. But as soon as it comes up and it's in that oxygen on the surface, warmer water, as far as tackle goes, I mean, we on our boat, we take it one step further, and we're like, hey, if we're fishing swordfish, we're going to do all stand up, no electric reels. I mean, I want to enjoy the fight.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, holy grail, let's go
most
to battle.
Most respect for the fish possible.
Yeah, and we've, over the years, we've dropped down to just fishing 50 pound. And, you know, we've never broke line. We've had some epic battles and, you know, a couple 50-pound outfits and you're good to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of guys complain about the investment in those two deep drop outfits. Like Ricky was saying, you know, $1,200-$1,500 for the right gear, the rod, the bent butt.
But look at the harvest. Are you kidding me?
But here's what you can tell people is you can use those same two outfits if you're on a private boat to troll your plugs around.
Oh,
you know, if you're trying to locate bluefin, boom, tie a plug on and use those as your trollers.
A great idea.
And so, you know, and the loops go fine right through the guides. And so I always tell people, hey, you'll have a couple heavy trollers for bluefin, and then in the fall you can fish swordfish.
We have a lot of our customers that they just have two sets of line that they use for the reels. We have several, and we do the same thing for them. So they have their kite slash Mad Max slash whatever setup that they fish most of the year with on their reel. And then in the, you know, when it's swordfish time for them, they bring the reel into the shop and we, you know, they have an empty spool of line that we usually give them, you know, like an empty 2 pound spool of line. Then we'll just strip all of their spectra off onto it. And then that goes onto a shelf in their garage and we reload their swordfish setup, which then has a lighter line. It's got their buoy loops into it. It's got their sinker loops all spliced into it. And then that goes on the reel, and then when they're done and bluefin season comes around, they cruise back into the shop with their spool in the garage, and boom, we reload the other one on. The other one goes back on the shelf. It's all safe and tight and sound, and then the rig's out. I mean, there's all ways to do it. Like Bob said, too, those loops, they go on and off the reel just fine. I mean, there's no need for it, but that's one of the things that a lot of our guys will have, is they'll just have two sets of line for the same reel.
What a slick way of doing it.
Swordfish time it's on the reel. The other time of the year, just sits on the shelf in the garage waiting until it goes into duty.
And that's cool you guys do that, too, you know?
Yeah, you do the roller tip so that the loops and everything will go through the tip. And you don't need roller guides, but you do need that extra heavy roller tip, either I like the AFCO, the new AFCO ones, and all your loops will go through that tip. And then Ricky will know about this. There's a T-bar that you put on an electric reel, and so what we do is when we're
electric drill, I
yeah, electric mean, right? drill, mm-hmm. yeah, not yeah, not electric reel. Eat coffee, anyways. So we typically hand crank the first couple hundred feet, because a lot of times you're in that zone, you can get a bite on the retrieve. After two or 300 feet, you take your drill, put that T-bar in, and put it up against the reel handle, low gear, and boom, comes right up.
Just ding it up.
Yeah, it comes right up. You know, and that's a lot of work. I mean, we did it for years, just hand cranking it in, you know, 6-8 pound weights, but now we have this T-bar, and it works great.
Have you been fortunate enough to land some?
Yeah, and every time you go, it's like you're that much closer.
And figure it out. Yeah.
You can't catch them on the couch. You know? You got to just put your time in. And, you know, there's seasons where you go 8 or 9, 10, 12 days without catching
without a
fish, and then boom, you start catching them. But
some guys get lucky enough to just troll around a goatfish eel and just have a swordfish just eat that.
Yeah.
You wind them in that way. Bob's the only guy I know that's got a trolling swordfish.
Come on. We had a jig bite on a swordfish.
Oh, my Lord.
And Jimmy Decker was on the boat.
Of course.
Yeah. And the fish came to the boat quick. And I'm like, okay, guys, all hell's going to break loose. This is on 30 pound. And we were fishing marlin. Ate the pink clone and came up to the boat. And right before we gaffed it, the shadow of the boat went over its eye, and the thing went crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, charged the boat. I was pulling away from it, and it turned towards the transom, and I saw the hook just slide right off the
boat. Oh, my God. Wow.
But that was pre-deep drop days, but it was fun while it lasted.
That's wow, great. What a story. Yeah. Those are by far the best eating, man, those swordfish that they're getting deep
like
drop.
It.
I love eating all kinds of fish, and it is hands down one of the best pieces of fish I've ever had.
Yeah, that's the harvest.
Yeah,
that's
it
the
is.
One, no
you
doubt.
Get a sortie on the boat, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Oh, yeah, don't kid.
It's amazing how many friends and neighbors you
accumulate.
Quickly find when they hear you catch a swordfish.
So the life of our swordfish fishery pre-deep drop, like you said, was all burning your eyeballs and finding one of those things.
For years, decades.
How synonymous that, you know, your here today with Costa talking about that thing. I mean, without question, you know, the most important thing, you know, in our fishery, like our fishery is so unique out here on the West Coast. It is an eyeball fishery more than anything else. I mean, yeah. I know there's tons of factors, and there's high end sonars, and there's airplanes, and there's water charts, and there's all those things. But when it really comes down to it, the most important part of our fishery, it's with your eyeballs, and you're part of the best company on the water in terms of making sure you're seeing everything. And I
tell people when they ask me about Costa and sunglasses, I'm like, look, fishing is visual. Whether we're fishing here in the bay for spotties,
freshwater,
sea bass, freshwater, you know, the green bass guys,
offshore,
everything is visual.
Inshore, hey, the kelp, man, come on.
Like, do you want to be looking at the ocean or a lake or a river through like a 1970s TV box with like foil on the antenna?
No, thank you.
Or do you want like the 90-inch flat screen HD?
Yeah.
And
they're
like, okay, I get it.
Yes, please.
And that really is the truth. Yeah. You know, like we love Costas. We've been a Costa dealer at Fisherman's Landing for, I don't even know how, like 25 years or something.
Yeah.
It's like a dirty trick because it's right on the water. You put on a brand new pair of 580s and you look at the water. Like, that's it. Nobody's not buying those things.
So,
they're too nice.
Yeah, so Costa had a celebration year. This is their 40th
wow.
anniversary, 1983.
Incredible.
Four captains, you know, sitting around having beers. They're like, let's make a better sunglass. 1983, let's make a better sunglass for fishermen on the water. And 40 years later, I mean, it's an American success story. Those guys,
incredible,
passionate about sunglasses, started the company 40 years ago.
Were they from Florida?
Yeah.
And I mention that because no better thing in the world than sight fishing in Florida.
Yeah, there's some fisheries back there. I'm a little jelly.
Right.
On the fisheries they have back there. But, I mean, 40 years
That's
ago.
Wild.
And,
incredible.
You know, we launched our King Tide, which is like the Ferrari.
Right? Yeah.
It's the Ferrari of sunglasses. And, Rick, you get those guys. They walk into the store and they're like, I don't care about price. Whatever this brand, I want the best of the best, and they gotta have it. They don't care. They go, what is the best? Here you go, King Tide.
King Tide was like, it's the 40-year culmination of that, and King Tide is slightly different from all of the other Costas in that it's like adjustable to the person, so that, like, you know, Costa has the thing that we like about them so much is that no matter what guy walks in, there's a pair of Costa frames that fits everybody. But the frame that fits me, Corey, might be different than you and different from Hoos. Well, King Tide is a little bit different in that there's a couple of different King Tides that are adjustable then within themselves, whether it be, you know, ear pieces that block out the sun or nose pieces that are adjustable to your face. It is like, it's the 40-year culmination. It's like the perfect pair of shoes.
Oh, cool.
They're really cool.
It's a Ferrari. It's a custom-fitted sunglass to your face. And then you got the whole range of lens colors. And it's got all, you know, ventilation and, you know, sweat channels. It's
badass.
The holy grail of sunglasses.
And they're made for fishermen.
Yeah, and I've had a hard time getting my hands on it, even as an employee, is because every time I get a pair, I'll get a call, hey, I got this tournament, or I'm doing this. Do you got a pair of King Tide? Oh, my gosh, here you go. You just want to help people.
That's cool.
Well, that's Bob.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Today's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, having Bob in here, boy, I mean, somebody who's experienced every type of fishery on the West Coast, and that's the thing that I like so much about having Houston here. Bob, you are truly just as excited at catching a spotty as you are at catching a swordfish, and you've done all of this forever, and so knowledgeable when it comes to the glasses. It's just going to be a great show.
It really is, Rick, and you're definitely going to want to text the show today, and you're definitely going to want to give us a shout.
Yeah, it's Christmas time,
oh,
man.
My
no goodness. Doubt about it.
We're in December, and what do we have here, Bob?
So I came in with the reindeers. I got my Santa suit on, and before I left my house today, I'm like, okay, let's talk hookup. I was thinking like we do have a few lady callers.
Sure.
And so this trip I brought Water Woman 2.
Oh,
which
cool.
is a ladies' pair.
Okay.
Right.
And so either a guy is gonna get luck or it's gonna make his wife, girlfriend, lady friend, lucky.
Yeah.
And then I bought a classic Rincon Blue Mirror.
Which is probably
that's cool.
Rincon Black Frame Blue Mirror Rincon might be our most popular pair of glasses that we sell at the shop. It's certainly in the top five. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
cool.
Like, that is like a SoCal staple.
So West Coast style.
Yeah.
And with the Blue Mirror, it's, you know, whether you're a deck Grom or you're older guy, I mean, Rincon.
Very classic fit.
Yeah, it's a style. It's performance, and then we got Water Woman for the ladies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So giving away two pair, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. And when you do, make sure that you leave your name and telephone number, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to get a hold of you. Again, giving away two pair of Kosas today, having Bob Hoos in the house. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. From knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, it's didn't take long for the lines to light up, but we do have one open left still. So 213-432-1090, or a lot of text coming through too, man. You can text us via the app, only through the app. The app is so cool, Rick, man. during the week, I can listen at my convenience, whether I'm driving or working. I can just pull it up and listen. It's just super easy, free download. We talk about it often, and it's just, it's like Bob was saying, super user-friendly.
There's certain people, guests that you guys have throughout the year, and I'm not always available. I might be, you know,
hopefully you're fishing.
But I, you know, working remote, I'll go into the archives and go, oh, I want to hear this show, and hit it. And
you can listen to it.
I'm not good with all the technical stuff. And I just
Well, that's
saying,
you and me both.
Yeah, I was just saying, all you do is just, it says, you want to archive? Listen here. Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Super easy.
Yeah, even us old guys can do it.
Even me. And you can see who's coming up and see everything going on with Let's Talk Hookup. And Bob's brought a lot of stuff here, man.
Man, so rad, yeah.
All right. Both, I mean, Santa Claus, hey, he's wearing red. Red Coaster shirt. Fittingly so.
Both a caller and a texter going to win a brand new pair of Coasters at the end of today's show. And, you know, we'll decide on a coin flip who's, like you said, who's got a great pair of shades, giving away a pair of ring cons, and then one of those great women's styles as well. So, yeah, going to be a busy one, Corey. And, man, lots of phone calls, lots of texts. And why don't we jump into the phones and get things started?
Let's do it. How about John? John from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So two questions. One's for Corey and one's for our guest. And so, or Rick, what's more important, the rod or the reel when you're deep sleep, when you're deep dropping for the swordfish? And Corey, you're always talking about fishing the slug. Why do you like the slug so much?
Well, the slug has its own devices of, like, attraction. It almost mesmerizes them. So when I go to it, the cleaner the water, the better it works. It's all a visual game. So it zigs and zags. It's kind of like Zara spook fishing. It mesmerizes them and really entices them into biting. But definitely the cleaner the water, the better. And if you've got heavier cover like the kelp, and it'll still work, but a swimming swim bait like the weedless would be a better attractor because you've got the thumping going on. It's just a little bit different presentation, but that wraps it up in a nutshell.
Rod or reel, what's more important in the setup?
I think it's 90% the rod, and it's a specialized rod. I mean, you can get by with just about any extra heavy blank, you know, 6.5 foot is ideal, you know, that 50 to 100 pound rating. But they, like, I fish a lot of Seeker deep drop rods, and they have come out with a line of their deep drop Seeker rods, and it's got a heavy backbone, a soft tip for, you know, that swordfish when it's head shaking, jumping. You want a soft tip, and off your tip rod, you want to be able to see that bite. So I'm more concerned about the rod, and we've got excellent gear out there right now.
Yeah.
And make sure you got that roller tip on the end for your loops to go through. But come on down to Fisherman's Landing. Ricky will show you the specialized deep drop rods, and pick yourself out a couple, and you're going to be good to go for many years.
In this world now, especially that the fishery has been around for enough years, there are several manufacturers who now have really good factory option rods that you can just buy off the shelf, and, you know, shops like ours and several other great shops up and down the coast that do it enough. Like, you identify the characteristics that you like out of a blank, and then build them in a custom fashion. You know, maybe we really like this CalStar blank that we always use for tuna fishing, but if you chop it here and you attach a Winthrop butt to it there and you use this guide configuration, it becomes the perfect swordfish rod. So we'll like custom make those up in the off season. So like we'll have like custom rods available that we have already had wrapped up that a guy could buy, or like you say, you can just pop in and buy a factory one that, you know, like you say, Seeker's got both, you know, buoy rods and tip rods that you can just come right into the shop and get. Like, there's a lot of really good options around. Like, it's not a flash buy. We had it one season, and it's a great fishery. And, you know, and as we get better at it, there becomes more and more gear becomes available. It becomes lesser expensive. Yeah. There becomes more options. Like,
and it's turned into a serious, like, commercial fishery. Like, the boys that would be fishing gill nets are now all fishing the deep drop.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, buoy gear.
I was going to joke with John that the most important rod or reel is just the buoy that you clip it off to. You know? So for those that haven't fished it, I would say the most common that most private boats do when they get into a little ways is they end up fishing two rods. And usually you have one rod that's attached to a buoy and then one rod that's just right off the side of the boat. And they're often fished very similar at whatever depth one chooses to fish. And some guys fish the same depth all the time, because that's where they like and they get their bites from, and that's where the research says. Other guys will base that depth based on where they're seeing the deep water bait or the deep water life, and there's lots of theories, neither right nor wrong, you know, that the guys have on those. But basically the buoy rod is the same setup as the rod tip, but, you know, at whatever depth you desire you're going to fish, you know, 700, 800, 900, 1,000 feet, whatever that depth is, you'll have a section on your line that basically has a heavy duty loop spliced into it, and then you have literally a buoy, like a flag, a marker that clips onto that line, and you slowly let your bait down to that depth, and when you get your 1,000 feet of line out, you clip that onto the buoy and then continue to, you know, drift it back, motor away from it, and you fish that buoy, what, Baba, you know, 50 yards away from the boat,
yards,
you know.
Yeah.
And so that rod's fishing, then you drop your second, just so you're doubling your odds. You're putting two baits down, one that you're watching via the flag and the other one that you're watching via your rod tip.
And so let me ask you this, Rick. Do the majority of the, quote-unquote, swordfish applied rods, do they all have roller tips? A majority or none?
A high percentage. I mean, I would say a high percentage do. Like, so Bob hit the nail on the head. You have relatively specialized line, and the line has several loops that are often spliced into it. And those loops can be things that either let your bait hang off of, or they're what your sinker will attach to. And a larger diameter roller top will allow those loops to pass through there. A large, good ring top can and will do the same thing. The potential that you run into with a ring top is it can allow that loop, when it's either going on or coming off, to flip around and then back on to that top. And you know how, you know, the craziness of that fish is close. We unclip the sinker. He zips some line off. That loop is now free swinging in the water. Hey, he charged the boat. We're winding line back on the reel real fast. And that loop, it flipped upside down. And now it grabbed a hold of our rod tip. And the angler's locked up because that loop's on the top.
Nightmare.
That can happen. Yeah. Now, that even can happen with a roller, but those chances are decreased with a large, you know, a large clearance roller top.
I got
when,
you.
When you're fighting your fish, if you can visualize this, there's so much pressure on that line and that loop. We use a wax loop, and it's got, 20, 30 half hitches, and then a loop, and then 20, 30 half hitches. So it's slightly bulky, and all that pressure on the rod tip, when that loop hits that tip, a lot of times it'll hang up. It's hard for it to jump over that tip. With a roller tip,
it just cleans.
Rolls right the right through.
It's so crazy we're spending this much time on swordfish, right? I mean, it's a fishery that's right here.
It's time of the year.
Yeah. I know it, right?
It's happening right now.
I know. It's
today,
crazy.
Today, a great day for it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And this week, too, right?
Totally,
I mean, there's like Santa Ana, I think,
totally.
A couple of days.
Yeah,
right?
As far as the reels go, to answer the question,
John's,
just invest in a lever drag good 2-speed reel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. Lever drag 2-speed reel.
We'll go 30 size, 50 size. What's the right size?
30, and we use the 50 because we're fishing 50 Dacron rather than Spectra.
And why? Why
Dacron? The Tuna Club.
Okay,
and,
okay, okay.
It fishes just like Spectra. It, no stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the bite.
But it's thicker in diameter, isn't it?
It's thicker, and I think it puts a lot of – it helps
drag.
With the drag.
I'm with
fish.
You.
Yeah,
I was reading
but
you. Yeah.
I'd say 95% of the fleet is fishing Spectra with a 100-foot top shot of mono for a little shock. But 30 and 50-size reels. We use the Pen 50, the VISX, and I like that Tiagra – 50,
sure.
That's a killer reel. And Okuma's got some good ones. Daiwa's got some good ones. Just invest in a good reel.
Well said, you know? Man. That's awesome. John, I hope that helps you out, man. Best of luck. Hey, a great text came through. This one says, hey, great to hear Who's from the Studio. This is one of my favorite shows. I've got two pairs of Costa, both in blue mirror that I love, but I keep hearing good things and buzz about the green mirror lenses. How does blue mirror and green compare? I mostly fish salt water with a little bit of fresh. That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Okay, so green mirror got started about 3 years ago out west, and I was fishing back in Florida with a famous sailfish captain, Ray Rocher, and we were sight fishing for sailfish in Dorado. They call them dolphin back there. Anyways, I'm up on the tower, and I'm rocking the Costa blue mirror. Ray's wearing a Costa green mirror, and he's like, Hoos, try the green mirror on. And I put them on, and right as I had them on, a pack of sailfish came, you know, by our kite baits. And I put the green mirror on, looked at the sailfish, put my blues on, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No kidding.
It was like a big difference. And the thing about the green mirror is it's got a copper base,
mm-hmm.
and that copper base pops the color when you're sight fishing. So, and of course, Steve Lasley found out about this, like Intel, and he's always top of his game, and he called me. He's like, Bob, I need Green Mirror Tuna Alley Pro. And as soon as that got out, the rest of the Bad Company boat all asking for Green Mirror, and it works. All our Bass Pros, Green Bass guys, all Green Mirror.
Really?
Yeah, for sight fishing. That copper base on a green mirror just pops the color. HD TV. So, and I'm like going back and forth. I love my blue mirror offshore. I love my gray lens on the beach looking cool. I love, but I also slid in the green mirror,
okay.
And I'm seeing a lot more of it.
See, it's funny. I'm still in between all those. I'm a silver mirror guy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, silver mirror. Always that, like,
yeah.
And I seem like as so many of us, you know, follow the lead of a Lasley, Captain Renee from the Shogun, who's got about the best bluefin tuna eyes of anybody in the world, has since the beginning of silver mirror becoming available. So like, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I got, you know, he said the same thing. I got two pairs of perfectly good glasses, but I borrowed these from somebody and they're the best, and I need to buy another pair of those. And I bought them also and loved them, and that I've just never looked back.
Calls,
silver mirror is my favorite.
I get calls from Jen in the office at Shogun. Renee's in a panic.
Oh,
I need another,
I need another tuna alley. Yeah. I need another tuna alley in silver mirror.
Emergency.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like, driving from Newport, like, the boat leaves in 4 hours.
Oh, my God. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial
when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
I mean...
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, we were talking about, you know, reels that do multiple things. And I can't say enough about that Talica series from Shimano. TAC 25, such a fantastic reel in that you could use that as your local size trolling reel. You could catch your bluefin tuna with it. You could drop a flat fall or a knife jig with it. And then moving up in size to the Talica 50, deep drop swordfish, kite reel, bluefin tuna, and then dropping all the way down to the lower live bait sizes, reels that can fly line well, still have the guts to land a big bluefin tuna. It's the Talica series. Free spool, power, line capacity, it's all there in one platform. And check out the brand new redesign Talica 12 and 16A, new for this year. Check them out at your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flat fall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having such a fun time in studio and in the world headquarters here with Mr. Bob Hoos. And, dude, two pair of sunglasses, man.
I wanted to hear the end of that, you know, during the break. Bob was just, you know, we were talking about the Shimano thing. And, you know, and Hoos, you were asking Corey, you know, because Bob and I are the same way. Like, we have the guru of swim baits and calico fish. And I'm the same as Bob. Like, I love it. I love inshore fishing. I absolutely grew up doing that. It's probably still my favorite thing. And Bob, you were asking Corey during the break, like, all things being equal, what is your favorite swim bait, you know, both calico and spotty size reel? Like, and this was like the mics are off, we're not, you know, no sponsorship question, like, what is your favorite?
Oh, for sure the Tranks 200 and the 300, like that's the money makers.
Dear Santa,
yeah, right. I know, exactly. But they're reels that last. They, you know, yeah. they just I it's a small investment for something that's going to last years, you know? Yeah. And like we were talking about with John from Escondido, fishing the, well, I think it was John.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Fishing the slug, the 200 Tranks with the Gamakatsu 7-0 weighted hook and the 7-inch slug is absolute money. Like, that is my go-to visual, like going through the kelp, looking at a lane or looking at a point of kelp and being able to target cast and make the bite happen. Like, that's...
This is a good question for you, Corey. So, watching the spotty mafia go by my boat in Newport. And a lot of your slugs and swim baits and everything, I've noticed, like, one of the colors that they fish frequently looks just like bay water. Almost like a moss green.
Okay.
Like kind of a like
baitfish.
Baitfish color. And when it's in the water, it's almost invisible. I mean, it's like bay water.
But that's to you and I looking down.
Yeah.
But for the fish looking up, it might light up. You know.
Or the same thing that the clear popper phenomena has, you know, tuna fishing. I mean, like, that thing is the thing that you can see the least, and yet it seems to just get smoked so much better than some of the others.
Yeah, and I've seen them, like, their presentation, like, couple cranks, twitch.
Yeah,
couple cranks, twitch. And then you see the rod load up, and you're like, yeah, you got one.
Lead head slug fishing is like the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You let it hit, you wind it in, let it sink, and all the bites come in the sink, and it's just, it's trying to explain somebody as technical as it gets. It's dumb. I mean, it's so simple.
In a good way. Yeah.
In a good way, yeah.
I've seen, like, back in the days, we used to have razor clams in Newport Harbor.
Yeah.
You know, brown and orange razor clam. And I was talking to this float tuber, and he was just tossing the slug.
Yeah.
It was like brownish orange.
Yeah.
Right by the pilings, and I think by my pile of cinder blocks that I accidentally
shoved
off the dock.
You were very carefully holding on to, and somehow slipped, and they all piled in a big pile.
Yeah, those guys figured it out. But he goes, yeah, I think it's a razor clam. You know, on the sand, and twitch it, bite, done.
Could be. I mean, that's, and they eat everything,
not
man.
Just spotties, like halibut, sculpin, yellowfin croaker, sand bass, everything.
And you were saying that Newport Harbor is actually kind of rebounded with spotty fishing.
It is on fire.
Yeah, so cool to hear.
The grands are like
full speed,
crushing it.
Yeah,
crushing it. Like 2-pounders.
Hey, you know, as we're all a little bit older, right? I mean, we grew up doing that.
Yeah,
we love it. Yeah,
it's got me so fired up to just after work run down there on a tide and catch a few spots.
That's so rad.
We've got somebody who's stoked on fishing.
No doubt about it, man. It's time for the catch report, and man, so stoked. Talk about a guy that loves bass fishing and loves to see the kids be successful. It's time to find out what's biting, Corey.
It is, and it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and check the status by using an app and on your iPhone or Android. And Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reels, batteries for your reels there, and making an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or see the Trolling Motor Doctor, or now coming at Angler's Marine, too. So check norsklithium.com.
Hey, no doubt. Well, hey, let's head on up to the spot. That's Dana War Sport Fishing. We got Captain Brian Woolley on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What is up? Good morning, Hoos. What's up, bud?
Good morning, Woolley.
We're having a great time here, bro. Just hanging, beautiful morning, and we've been talking bass fishing and just anxious to hear what's going on up at Dana Wharf.
It's been awesome, man. I can listen to you guys talk all morning. It's good stuff.
Fun.
Good stuff, man. Hey, we've had just, it's been, like, good fishing. So, like, the water has been nice. The conditions have been, you know, surprisingly good still. It's, everything's just been kind of clicking. You know, our water temp, 63 to 64 degrees with some good movement with some of that swell this week. The bass action on the live baits, like, we're still catching bass on fly line live baits in that water.
Yeah, right,
you know,
yeah.
Even in December, right? It's still crazy. Good to see that. And the sheephead fishing has been really fun. I hearing you guys talking about the lens colors and seeing into the water. You know, we've been fishing some shallow spots for those sheephead with the clam and the shrimp, and having the right glasses, man, you can see those things cruising around the rocks. You know, sometimes it's hard to see the black and the red on their bodies, but they turn sideways, you see that white on those bigger ones' chins.
Wow.
You know, it's easy to see with those glasses. So we've had some real nice sheephead counts and some action on that. And our passenger loads have been pretty mellow, too, so it's given us some chances to fish a lot of that smaller stuff, more of a skiff approach on a 65-foot boat, you know, getting that shallow water over those small rocks that don't get a lot of that pressure. And it's hard to fish when you have 40 people on the boat, right? But when you get out with, you know, 10 to 12 people, it makes it easy to get everyone across the stern of the boat and over some of that structure. So it's been fun to do some of that. Three-quarter day fishing, you know, we're just riding this rockfish. It's been really good for us. It's biting, you know, mixed-size rockfish. reds, grouper, chilies. It's been good in the 40 to 50 fathom areas, you know, outside that closure line. Very fishable conditions for us, too. It's been very favorable. A lot of bait in the area out over that hard bottom. Lots of sardine and lots of mackerel. What's good about that is that gets that rockfish up off the bottom. It moves it around, and it kind of fires it up. You know, a lot of people just think that rockfish just sit on the bottom and are just in one spot. That stuff moves around like crazy, way more than you even probably can imagine. And you infuse a little bit of bait over that hard bottom, and it just perks everything up. So guys fishing the 100 to 120-gram jigs have been catching fish midwater. And we're sitting in 250 feet of water, and there's guys catching fish in, you know, reds at 120 feet. So that's been very productive for us. It's just been good. You know, guys going home with what they need on that cod. And then on top of that, the whitefish have been biting. Everything's just kind of been riled up with the amount of bait that's been out in that zone, which has been awesome. So that's been really good. And then with December here, we do this every year. You know, we have our kids fish free program running. It's pretty awesome. With an adult paid fare, you bring a kid for free on the half day or three quarter day trip. So that will run from Monday through the 22nd of the month. So if you guys want to come, get on a boat, bring the kids out. It's already 2-for-1 on Tuesday, so probably not in your best interest to do that on Tuesday, but any other day of the week you want to get out there with the kids. Book online with that adult fare, and then there's a little link when you're booking for the free kids. So it's super basic to get those kids out there with you, get them in on some of this stuff. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to have this killer weather. It's been amazing. And it's been biting, so I would say now's a good time to get him out there with us. So
you guys are so rad.
Oh, he's doing cool stuff.
So cool, Wooly. Love it.
We're stoked to do it. And I'm sure you guys are Coos is hooking some people up with some shades, some of your callers. Why don't you throw a three-quarter day pass on top of that? You know, Coos has been awesome with us and taking care of all of us here, so we'll kind of jump on top of that program and kick in a three-quarter day pass to whoever goes on this
awesome.
With that.
That's cool,
very
Brian.
Cool.
Well, super cool.
We'll add that to the coin flip winner. Well, Wooly, as always, man, can't thank you guys enough. You and the whole family at Dana Wharf always take such good care of us, our listeners, but more importantly, the community, and always looking out for the kids, man. Appreciate everything you guys do, and man, we'll look forward to another great report next week. If somebody wants to jump in and go fishing with you, how do we do that?
So best thing is, you know, reservations, get the boats off the dock this time of year, right? So you can't just show up and expect the boat to for sure be going. So call the landing. Our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can hit us there at danawharf.com and book online from there.
And, Wooly, we had Danny from Fishdope drop us a little jingle that tomorrow's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Oh, thanks boys.
That's
right on.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Wooly.
We survived another year. Yeah.
Well done. Appreciate everything,
right on,
bro.
Thanks, homies. We'll catch you later. See ya.
Thanks, Wooly. Appreciate that. All right. Well, let's continue with our catch report. It's time. It's time that Corey always listens the most intensely during the week.
I'm ready.
Favorite report, and that's Gundy Gunderson, our surf fishing guru. What up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, gents?
Living the dream, buddy.
Living it.
Yeah, that sheephead fishing there in Dana, that's some good stuff in itself, man.
That sounded really fun.
Yeah, I mean, you could really hook a 10-pounder on any cast, you know what I mean? That's how quality the sheephead fishing is in that whole stretch. But, hey, we got some stuff to talk about. You know, stable water temps, we had good tides, and, you know, fair weather. And the water temps is kind of the key to holding it together. It's still 63, 64, you know, so that's right there at the Mendoza line, as I call it, which means you could still have some pretty good action. And the best fishing has been up north there. The barred perch fishing, more typical of mid to late winter with some quality fish showing this week. And then some scratch halibut fishing kind of up and down the coast. The guys putting in time still getting a few fish. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch fishing on those western beaches. It's been the best. They had a really good report from Halama where a couple guys were fishing, one guy fishing a small flash minnow, the other one dragging grubs, and both guys took limits. They had three fish from 10 to 13 inches and then the 13-inch fish. So four fish over 10 inch, that's quality, and that's something worth doing there. And the best bite up there for halibut was off Goleta and Graveyards. Just fishing, catch them, Hogan's. You know, small barred perch all through the middle section there. You know, some decent bay fishing, but just not really much to write about on the beach. The other bright spot was the bay fishing, again, on San Diego Beach. The Pacific Coast reported more bay shallows, and we're talking back bays, and the guys are talking about some halibut up until the 30-inch class, and then just spectacular bay bass fishing. One of the guys had 35 fish, fishing a little skiff, working crankbaits over the grass beds and stuff. And then another pair of guys had 60 bay bass. So the water temp's still warm. Those fish are really active and there's bait around. So it's kind of a strange bite and it's isolated to there, but it's been really good. And I don't know if this is related to that, but I got a Facebook posting of a kid who hooked a king salmon in the San Diego River.
What?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
And so I was a little skeptical at first, you know, and I kind of looked at the photo, and it, you know, it didn't look like a guy was pasting a picture of a salmon over, you know, you could see the buildings and stuff. You could see it was the San Diego River. But I also got another report of a salmon, and this is a king salmon, not a coho, but a king salmon hooked right off the Huntington Beach wetlands, right at the mouth of the wetlands. And then another of my buddy's kids was fishing in Newport Back Bay and hooked a salmon back there. So something's going on. I don't know if it's the bait. I don't know if it's the the water that ran in there over the wintertime is drawing these fish, but it's very, very rare. I've been on this beat for a long time, and I don't think I can report, you know, coho salmon caught at the Dana Point bait receiver and things like that, but a king salmon, that is extremely rare. And if anyone hears anything else about these things, I'd love to know.
Wow, that's crazy, Gundy. Yeah. Hey, you know what it is? It's the reports of El Nino right there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? With all honesty, this last season and the season before, there's been a lot of striper around, right, Gundy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe there's some connection with all of that together because they both come from the northern region, you know? And,
yeah.
And all the chovy that's been around? I don't know.
Yep. You know, I've talked to guys recently who've had striper bites and a lot of smaller fish, you know, so it's hard to believe that those small fish are going to migrate into open ocean all the way down here. So I think there's some spawning going on, too, and that really wet spring we had last year, I think, has something to do with it.
I agree with you, man.
It's one of those things, man. Just when you think you got things figured out, the ocean always throws you a curveball. No doubt, man. Pretty fun.
Little Chinook curve.
Yeah, pretty cool. Hey, Gundy, a great report as always, bro. We sure appreciate it. Always fun stuff. And, man, we'll just look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, let's see what else pops up, huh? Have a good week, gentlemen.
You too, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate that very much.
Good times. Hey, we're going to close out with letting you know that the 2024 Bill Barney CCA calendar is now available. Check your local tackle stores, Turner's, or it's got all the killer photos and everything to go with the tide charts. So get it today.
And we're going to give one away to each winner that's getting a pair of Costas.
So check this out, man. A pair of Costas, you get your Bill Barney calendar, and...
And then if you win the coin flip...
You're getting a three-quarter day trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Not too bad, man.
We're going to be right back. We're going to be back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.